Come on, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Come on, shout glory. If the Lord has been good to you. I'm done. Come on, son.
That was our processional. They was already here. That's all right. But our opening hymn is supposed to be page 391, Count on Me.
Amen.
And after that, we'll have a scripture by Evelyn Simmons and prayer by Roy Trammell.
Let me do this. I need for us to stand. We're going to sing. Y'all not going to sit back and just be comfortable and just wait for the choir to sing y'all under the benches. Wrong answer. We're going to sing and we're going to change the program just a little bit. Because when you get me, the program is subject to change according to the Spirit. Now I need for us to go old school and we're going to sing glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Can we do that? Can y'all help me do that? Come on, come on. How many of us remember the old day when the old saints used to come in the church and they wouldn't wait for the preacher to show up? They wouldn't wait for musicians to show up. In fact, my grandmother would start singing in the back of the car on her way to church. And she'd get in the church house. She'd say, baby, ain't the Lord good? On the way in the church, and she wouldn't sit in the back. She'd come all the way up the front. And she'd start this song. Glory, glory. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel better. Ah! song. Come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Amen. I feel better, y'all. So much better.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon.
First, give an honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm going to be reading 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, starting at the 6th verse. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly, also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed the poor, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seeds to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving unto God. I read from the 6th to 11th verse, and may God add his blessing and give us understanding to his word.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this missionary day, Lord. Father God, when I was hungry, you fed me. And Father God, when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. And Father God, when I was a stranger, you took me in. And Father God, when I was sick, you came and visited me. And Father God, when I was naked, you clothed me. And Father God, when I was locked up in jail, you came unto me. Father God, also, Father God, help us with our unbelief. Father God, don't let us be like a bunch of Gideons. They gotta feel the fleece twice to see if it's wet and dry. Father God, bless this old church that sets on side the road, Lord. 216 Loudon Street, and bless our pastor, God. Bless our members and the visitors that came out here to sup with us, Lord. Then, Father God, bless the man of God that's going to come forth to bring your word. Father God, touch him from the bottom of his gospel shoes to the top of his helmet of salvation. And Father God, if you don't do nothing else, Lord, you've done enough. Let the word that come from his mouth meditate in our minds and edify our hearts, Jesus. And all these blessings I ask in Jesus Christ's name. Because, God, if you don't do nothing else, you've done enough. You died for us, God. And prayer is the greatest wireless connection. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Thank
you, Sister Simmons and Brother Trammell, for the prayer. Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we went back old school.
Yes.
We done changed the program, but that's all right. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Because sometimes we have to move by the Spirit. We can't. I came up here and said, we're going to read what's said down the list, but things do change. Now, we're going to have a welcome by Sister Pam Trammell, and then we're going to have another song by this choir.
Amen. Amen.
All
all the time. God is good. Amen. Amen. Come on, choir. Back where I was raised in Maryfield, Virginia, my dad's mother lived with us, and her name was Rose B. Howard. And grandmama was a very devout woman of God, and she'd walk around the house sometimes with an apron on and just wringing her hands, praising the Lord. And she didn't take no foolishness. She would praise the Lord. She didn't care who came in the house. She would always make sure that they knew something about the Lord. And she didn't take it for granted that they already knew God. She said, baby, come here. Do you know anything about the Lord? Whether they were my friends or my brother's friends, whether we were embarrassed or not, you got a dose of the Holy Ghost if you go to my... I wish I had some more grandmamas like that. Oh, I wish I had some saints that like that. Do I have just two people that remember those days? And one day, grandmama had started receiving Social Security, and she taught my daddy how to pray, and she looked at her check and tears started falling down her face. And she said to my daddy, she called him by his name, said, Norman, baby, I don't get but $40. She said, what am I going to do with $40? And now it's time for daddy to encourage grandmama what grandmama taught daddy to do. Daddy opened the Bible and said, Mom, babe, this is what you taught us. Says, bring you all the tithes and offerings to the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, which said the Lord, if I will open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, and you won't have room to receive. She said, but baby, Norman, that's $40. What am I going to do? Daddy said, Mama, baby, please just give your tithes to the Lord, and God will make a way for you somehow. And she put that thing on paper. She says, I got $40, so four from 40 leaves me $36. Norman, I'm down to 36. What in the name of heaven am I going to pay and get for 36? I got bills to do. Daddy said, Mama, baby, please trust in the Lord. Remember the song you taught us? I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, God has brought us thus far, and he will take us further on. And we were little kids, and he had eight kids, and then has his mother to take care of him. And so grandmama began to pray, and she walked away and she went into the secret closet. But when she went in there, I could hear her say, I need the oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. And she started praying.
choir, I need y'all to help me to sing that song. Somebody don't remember that song. I need thee. Sometimes grandmama would call what they called a double clutch. She would say that thing again. I need thee. Every hour.
I need thee.
She said, oh, bless. How many know you got a right to ask God to bless you if you're walking right? Oh, bless. The enemy is on your trail. You say, oh, bless. Money's acting funny. Chains and got strained. Oh, bless. Friends walked away from you. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I get sad sometime, but I got a right to go to you, Jesus.
I come.
The enemy's on my trail, but I know you'll make a way somehow.
I come.
I've been talking about. Anybody been talking about? Anybody been ostracized? But won't God make a way if you go to him? Go to him.
I come.
Grandmama get a hand so she get excited. Get up there and say, the year. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. He's been
hallelujah.
So good.
Yeah.
He's been so good to us. Oh, we got our fine cars, our homes. Oh, sometimes we just sit back and don't even think how good the Lord has been to us. We just put him in a box. We got to bring it. Throw the box away and just bring the Lord out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. He's been so good to me.
Yes.
I think I've been holding him in a box.
That's all right. Praise him.
I need you, Lord.
Yeah.
Every day. Thank you, Lord. Now I need somebody to do the response for the welcome. One of our visitors to respond to the welcome.
Come on, Miss Gracie. Y'all give Miss Gracie a hand.
Good evening, everyone. First, giving honor to God, to my friend, Reverend Stinger, to the Master of Ceremonies, all my good friends, Christian friends. It's been a blessing thus far. You know, it's so good to walk into a place and the Spirit is right there with you at the time. We're very thankful for the beautiful welcome that was given, the beautiful hospitality downstairs. And we just want to let you know that we come to serve a living God.
Amen.
We truly do, because God has been good to us, and we truly do need him every day. So on behalf of Reverend Howard and the Howard Ministry, We thank you for that beautiful, warm welcome and the spirit in which it was given.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for the response to the welcome. We're going to have a part in here where we have, in loving memory of the past members of the Missionary Society. And we're going to ask Sister Virginia Payne and Sister Ernie Sims to officiate that.
Amen.
First, I'd like to give honor to God for my being here today. In loving memory of past members of First Mount Olive Baptist Church, these flowers represent the deceased members of the missionary ministry who gave their time and service in helping others.
Ms. Shirley Carpenter, special prayer for those.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Heavenly Father. I come to you this afternoon just thanking you for your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for being so good and so kind. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and in our right mind. And thank you for letting us come to the house of the Lord. Thank you for this missionary day, Heavenly Father. I ask that you would bless the pastor here and bless the pastor that's going to bring the message this afternoon. And Lord, I thank you for everyone here.
Yeah.
Lord, please just touch us.
Yeah.
So we can worship, work, and witness for you, Lord. Because you are so good to us. And without, and Lord, we can't do nothing without you, Lord. No. And you know, God need our hands, our feet, and our love so we can do his will. Lord, I thank you for your son Jesus who came down and died for our sins. Lord, I thank you for the shepherd of this church. Thank you, Lord, for the missionaries.
Yeah.
And I've heard so many times that a church is not a church unless they have a missionary board. Lord, I just thank you. Church, do you really care about the lost and the hurting and the one that needs us? Lord, please bless the minds of the ones that be doing all this killing, Lord. Lord, I just pray for this whole world, Lord. Pray for the missionaries. And Jesus was a good example for us to follow. Lord, please bless the ones that's here today and bless the ones that would have liked to have been here today, Lord. And bless the one that didn't even want to be here and should have been here. Lord, I thank you for this day. And bless everyone here and thank you for this missionary day. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Yeah.
Amen. Now we're going to have another song by this dynamic choir. Thank you.
Brother Doug is coming. He's going to sing. Some folk would rather have silver and gold. Is that how your song goes? Or I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Amen.
Hello.
Hello.
Some folk would rather have houses and land. Some folk choose silver and gold.
The going
gets tough.
the hills.
Hills are.
Grandmama said,
hard to climb.
Yeah, yeah.
Started out
long time ago.
A long time ago. There is no doubt.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You decide.
Yeah.
I know I decide. I don't know about you.
Yeah, amen. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Now we have an offering. Mildred Sims and Sister Doris Whiting will officiate that when Annette Green will do the prayer in that order.
Thank you. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us on this day, Lord God. For you touched us early this morning with your finger of love. You allowed us to be here in the house of prayer on this afternoon for this missionary service, Lord God. Father, we ask a special blessing upon the offering that has been taken up, Lord God. We ask that you just use it for the upbuilding of your kingdom and use it to help others during this Thanksgiving season. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We ask a special blessing upon those who were able to give, and to those who were unable to give, we ask a special blessing as well, Lord God. Keep us, Lord God, in your keeping care, and we'll be ever so careful to give your name the praises and honor that it is due. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks to all that participated in the offering. Now we have an introduction to a speaker by Pastor Harold Esting.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. I suppose it should be very easy to introduce someone who you come to know and love over the years. But somehow it seems that when you know somebody as well as I've come to know and care as much about somebody as I do, this very special man of God is going to come forward, I find it actually a little difficult to limit the things that I say. I could say so many things about him. I could talk about him and his brother, the way they came to our house when we had just moved in and gotten a piano, and the two of them just came together and sang together and stirred up the spirit in that place. The spirit of the Lord was all over that. It was all over both of them. And it continues to just be all over us. That piano has not been the same since the brothers Howard stopped by. But I've known him a long time. I've come to see how the Lord has worked with him. The Spirit of the Lord is all over him. When he sings, when he plays the piano, you can see that the Lord is just moving in him. But I guess what I need to tell you about now is when he comes and stands in the pulpit, you can easily see that God is using him and speaking through him. He's a friend, but he's a preacher. I didn't want to just come and tell you how much I've come to know and love him. I wanted to come and tell you that now you're about to hear the man of God come and speak for God as God speaks through him in a mighty way. I know that you're going to go down from this place after hearing the singing and the word that God speaks through him. You can't help but go down rejoicing in the God of our salvation. So the next voice you hear is going to be that of my friend, my long-term friend, someone who I've come to know and love so very, very much. And if you don't already know him, you're going to go down from here loving him as well, knowing that God uses him in the mighty way that he does. And my brother, Isaac Howard. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Whoa, whoa. Come on, come on. We can do a whole lot better than that. We're talking about the Lord. We're not talking about the Redskins. We're not talking about Dallas. We're talking about the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Yes, the one that woke you up, started you on your way, put food on your table, clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, allowed the blood to run warm in your veins. Give you eyes to see, legs to walk, hands to clap, a mouth to talk. And we come in his house to praise him. Whenever somebody invite you to praise the Lord that does those things for you, you ought to get radical about your praise. Come on, let's give him a standing ovation for being good.
kind and merciful. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Now you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. But God, he deserves all honor, praise, and the glory. And whether you're going to give it to him or not, he's going to get it sooner or later. So either give it to him now. Somebody going to get that on their way home. Where's Junior at? Tell him help me out on that organ over there. We had some of our members not here, and there's a song I needed to wanted to sing. I need. Where's Junior? Where's Junior? Oh, there he is. There he is. Yeah. Put me in B flat. We're going back down to Mississippi. This morning when I rose, yeah.
Put your hands together.
This morning when I rose, yeah. This morning when I rose, y'all. I know the Lord. Know the Lord will. Know he will. This morning when I rose, yeah. Yeah, this morning when I rose, y'all. Morning when I rose, yeah. I know the Lord. Know the Lord will. Know he will. Woke up this morning with a bright sunshine. Hey, I woke up this morning, saw the bright sunshine. Woke up this morning, saw the bright sunshine. I know the Lord will. Surely he will. Know he will. Yeah. Woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost. Hey, I woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost. Woke up this morning with the Holy Ghost. Feel like a walking. Feel like a walking. Feel like talking. Oh, talking. Feel like singing. And to sing my song. Amazing grace. Sweet the sound. See the wretch. A wretch like me. Feel like singing. I feel like singing. One more thing. I got one more thing. Feel like shouting. Shouting. I felt good. I had to run. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. About the goodness of the Lord. The Lord will make a way. How he made a way for me. Fell and shouted. I believe I shout. Oh, child. I know the Lord. Know the Lord will. Surely he will. Yeah, oh yeah, 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 oh yeah. It's all right to wake up with Jesus in the morning. If you lay down with him, you can get up with him. Do I have any witnesses in the house? Is there anybody that feel good? Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a little bit of this one, and then we're going to go. But
my friend, I can't come here without doing this for him. If he won't, he's not gonna let me leave unless I get it. So pay me now or pay me later. Father, help your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another. Heaven might find a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. I know He's mine forever. In my heart, we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation. It's His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know His word and His truth will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful, glad. Jesus is love. Oh yes, He is. He won't let you down. I know. Mine, oh yes, He is forever. In my heart, deep in my heart, I know. 'Cause His love, the power, His love, the glory, forever. I want to follow Your star wherever it leads me. I don't mind, 'cause I hope You don't mind. I want to walk with You and talk with You, do all the things that You want me to do, 'cause I know that Jesus is love. I know, and if You ask, I'll show. Love is the word forever. Bring you joy, who can turn your life around. Who can pick you up when you fall? Who can help you hold out a little while longer? Jesus in the morning, I call Him Jesus in the noonday hour. I can see oh, Jesus, He's my way maker.
Let us bow our heads in a moment of prayer. Dear God, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. We come to tell you thank you for being so good, so kind, and so merciful. We thank you for making a way out of no way. Lord, we thank you for who you are, what you are, and we thank you for where you are. We thank you for this house. We ask that you would bless the angel of this house, bless the shepherd of this flock, and bless the pastor of this great congregation. God, we ask that you would bless all the ministers, bless the first lady, bless the deaconess, bless the deacons, bless the musicians, the singing aggregation, bless the doorkeepers, bless visitors, God, members, bless those that know you, bless those that don't know you to know you. God, we bless your name. We magnify your name. Lord, had it not been for you who was on our side, we wouldn't be able to proclaim the gospel of Jesus. But we thank you. We ask that you would forgive us all of our shortcomings, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh God, we ask that you would now let all the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, you are our great strength. It's true that you are our great redeemer. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' precious name, let everybody say amen. Let's say amen again. And amen just one more time. Isn't the Lord good? Come on, don't fool me now. Isn't he good? Amen, 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 amen. I must start by giving honor to God, who is the head of my life. Without him, I can't do one thing. But I'm so glad, Mount Olive, that I can do all things. Only because he gives me strength. And that all things is concerning his will. Anytime God asks you to do anything, he will equip you to do what he needs for you to do. Do I have any witnesses in the house? Amen. If I can't get none here, I got some in the Old Testament. Amen. Moses used to have a stammering problem. And when God sent him to Egypt, he's like, I can't do it. I can't talk. But he said, that's all right. I'm going to send your brother with you, but I need you to go. Do I have any witnesses? Oh, yeah. Some of us got some excuses. Some of us have a grocery list of excuses why I can't go to visit the sick, why I can't go. But God gives you, he kills all of them excuses when he tell you to look at the cross, because he died for those excuses. And God is so good. He is so kind. He is so merciful. Amen. I want to thank you all for coming today. I'm not going to hold you long. Just a few minutes. I am well aware of the time, and people, if they have their mind set on staying a certain time, that's all you're going to get out of them. Amen. Amen. But when the Lord allowed trouble to knock at your door, they got all the time you have and more. Do I have any witnesses? Oh, yeah, yes. My grandmother used to say, when the Lord get ready, you got to move. Do I have any witnesses? Amen. God is good. God is good to my fellow constituent in the gospel. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Amen. 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 And to the Pope family, the father of the Pope, Mr. Pope. Amen. All the way from Vienna when we was coming up. Amen. 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 And then to his sons, his wife and family, And thank you. Thank you, Junior. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. To my drummer, Jerome. Amen. Amen. All of us grew up together. And Jerome started playing early when he was four, so he was coming up with us. Amen. Been kicking since he was four. Still kicking. Amen. Amen. God is good. And then to the singing aggregation. Thank y'all so much. Amen. Amen. Why you do that, preacher? Thank you for asking. My dad says a poor frog that won't praise his own pond. Amen. I don't care what you think about him. That's the best choir in the world.
If I don't care if it ain't, you better act like it. Oh, yeah, I love what I'm doing. I love what I'm doing. And I tell people all the time, if you don't love what you're doing, please, by all means, get you some new business. Amen. Time out for begging God's people to praise the Lord you say you're in love with. Nobody ought to beg you to praise him. Nobody ought to beg you to read a scripture. Nobody ought to beg you to pray a prayer or sing a song. If you say you love God, oh, yeah, you ought to be waving your hands. Can I? Let me, please. You ought to get on folk nerve all day. They come every time they have a program. One day want to be on a program. Yeah, yeah. I want to bless the Lord. Amen. I get tired of people coming to church talking about I love the Lord. And then when you ask them to do something, oh, can you get somebody else? No. Not this church, the one down the road away. Oh, yes. But God has been too good to us. I mean, he's been too good to us not to come in his house and give him praise. How would you like if I came to your house and I did not speak to you? Oh, you would think I was a bad preacher. Yeah, you forget all about my first name. You put that title up there. And you call Reverend Stinger. Said, that is one of the rudest preachers in the world. Well, we do God the same way. We come to his house and won't say hi to him. Amen. We won't bless his name. We won't praise him. And after all, he's done all of those things for us. Oh, yeah. And only he asks us for one day. Come on, Reverend Howe. The game coming on. All right, that's all right. I'm on a winning team already. I'm on the winning team. Yeah, Jesus ran a touchdown long years ago. Oh, yeah. Yes. And we got the victory. I don't care how you feel, you got the victory. I don't care what you're going through, you got the victory. Yeah, you need to know that you got it. And don't let nobody tell you you ain't got it. Amen. But I'm glad to be here. And then to the doorkeepers. Amen. Y'all give them a hand of love and show them some love. Amen. Because I tell people everywhere I go, they have one of the hardest jobs in church business. Because they got to deal with usses. That went over somebody's head. When we come in the doors, the ushers are smiling. Good morning, how are you? Good to see you. We don't smile. They ask us to go right, we go left. And we come in, we thinking that everybody ought to see us when we come in. And we know that you work for the bold and the beautiful. And we ushers, you know, trying to usher some people, they have so much energy, they're worried about who's here and who's not here. Mm-hmm. And those folk work for Young and the Restless. And then we have folk that come in here mean as jungle bears. They're living on the edge of night, searching for a tomorrow. But aren't you glad that the house of God ought to be like General Hospital? Yeah, that the hurt people need to be in here and the right people need to be in their positions. Preachers ought to look like preachers because doctors look like doctors. Nurses look like nurses. Assistants look like assistants. And you have no mistake when you go to the hospital of who's who. And that's the way it should be in God's house because of the love of God. Amen. If you can turn with me to the gospel according to the book of Isaiah. Yes. Book of Isaiah, chapter 53. And if you don't have a Bible, lean over with your neighbor
And if your neighbor didn't bring their Bible, just look at them in an odd way and say, neighbor, where in the world is your word? What are you saying, preacher? Why? Some people are still searching. It's in the Old Testament. God's word is the most important part of our service. And I don't care how much singing we do, how much running and wearing this carpet out we do. And if we don't know God's word, we really don't know what we're doing. God's word is our roadmap from earth to glory. And you got to know God's word. You got to know God's word. This one, and I'll move on. The word N-O, what does that spell? What does that spell? N-O, no word, no God. K-N-O-W, no word, no God. Yes, yes. If you know God's word, you'll know him because he is the word. Amen. And he's not speaking outside of his word. So folk come to me, tell my brother how the Lord said, and wait a minute. I'm checking. If I can't find it, go back and come again. Amen. Amen. Chapter 53, just a few verses, and you will find these words. It says, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Oh, I like this. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. I can't go any further. I can't go any further. I can't go any further. Time won't allow me. So I need you to help me out. Put your Bibles on your pews, and then I need you to turn and shake your neighbor's hand, or get a community, or get a hood, or get all of Leesburg on lockdown. But look around in the neighborhood and make sure that you can smile. If you can't smile in your neighborhood, then what you need to do is move to a neighborhood where you can smile. And then I need for you to look at your neighbor and repeat after me. Come on, let's say it so the people across at the firehouse can know that we are in here. I need you to say, neighbor!
Neighbor!
Oh, neighbor!
Oh, neighbor!
How are you, neighbor?
It
sure is good to see you. You know, neighbor, ever since Jesus has entered my life, neighbor, I've read the report, and the report says that Jesus died for my sins, and neighbor, I gave my life to Jesus. And he gave me new life, new life, everlasting life, eternal life. What about you? Now give the Lord some praise. You may be seated. I want to use for this subject, for your prayer, for hearing, and your meditation. Is there anybody that believed the report? Is there anybody that believed the report? My brothers and my sisters, many years ago, printing company came out with the idea to put news in and on paper somewhere where everybody could read, and especially if they wanted their opinion heard. they could whip on up on some people by putting it in the paper. Because everybody at the little towns read the paper. And so whatever was in the paper, they didn't have to worry about hurting people's feelings because they said what they wanted to say and that was it. You know, we have some folk in the church like that. They would put it in little notes. Now, not this church, the one down the road a ways. And they don't worry about how you feel, just as long as you got the note. And if somebody wants to come in and be seen, they write a little note up to the pastor and ask the pastor if I can read this. And don't let the pastor know what you're going to read and expect him to say, okay. Getting awful quiet. And then get mad if he says, no, we don't have time for that. What he's honestly trying to get you to see is that you should have given him that way before now. Oh, you mean I just can't come in and because I'm here today, I need everybody to hear what I got to say so I can't write it down and give it to the usher and the usher gives it to the pastor with no name on it. No, with no name on it. And so what they did, they would write in the paper. Now, I stopped by and picked up a Washington Post. And that gives you news what goes on in the D.C. area. Do I have any witnesses? Now, it was also another paper that caught my attention. It's called USA Today Sports Weekly. Most men read that one. Yes, women, they just see that, oh no, that's not for me. And then here is one that somebody here could identify with, the Loudoun Times. Mm-hmm. Some of you may have one. Yes. That's what the man told me. When I went to pay for it, he said, no, that one's free. And then here's one that's called, right in your community, Leesburg Today. Oh. And sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we'll go in and we'll get to the horoscope section. Not this church, the one down the road away. So I was talking to some other church members, and they go to the horoscope, and they want to know what is going on according to their sign. They just left the church, but Monday's coming. But they want to know what's going to happen to all the Tauruses on Monday. Aquarius, what's going on with us on Monday? Pisces, I got to know too. I know I've been praying, but, you know, it seems like God ain't here, ain't moving fast enough. So I need my horoscope to be read because them things are very true. Just try it. Every time you read, it's true. It doesn't cost much. Just read a paper. They know. Every time I read it, there it is. Somebody asked me the other day, said, what is your sign? I said, Christian. Amen. And then I got my praise on. I knew where they was going. I ain't feed into that. There's some stuff you don't play around with.
And then they say, well, do you have any other signs? I say, yeah, sinner. That's my background. But now I'm saved by grace. Come on, man. Just tell me your sign. I want to see what your horoscope is for today. I said, Christian, I'm saved by grace. I says, I have been born again. I used to believe in that, but because the God that I serve, he created the zodiac signs. He put the stars in place. He put the sun and the moon in place. And they doing their jobs. The sun is to rule by day and the moon is to rule by night. And the stars were flung into the bosom of the night just to give a little beauty in the star in the skies. Do I have any witnesses in the house? They want to tell me that because you was born a certain month, certain things are going to happen. No, the Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And folk will believe this report more so than the Bible. In our text, we find that Isaiah is the writer. And Isaiah is one that was referred to as the eagle-eyed prophet because Isaiah, he prophesied many things and he could see from mountain to mountain in times. Isaiah prophesied the things that were to come and things that had already happened about Jesus. All the prophets were talking about the coming Messiah. Do I have any witnesses? Isaiah talked about it when he says that unto us a child is born and unto us a son is given. His name shall be Wonderful Counselor, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Y'all know that he was talking about Jesus. Jesus was not even on the scene yet. And then some 700 years before he comes, he says, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? In chapter 52, Isaiah, he is already, he's given how that the Gentiles had received Christ wonderfully. But now in 53, he comes to his very own people and he's got to ask them who has believed our report. He was talking to some Jewish people, God's very own. Remember in the gospel according to John, what John says, and he came to his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Do you not know that Isaiah had already prophesied that 700 years before it happened? And sometimes we do the zodiac signs the same way. We believe what they say and we have not experienced it yet. We believe what the weatherman says. How do you know, preacher? Thank you for asking. I love questions when I'm preaching. Watch this. If the weatherman says it's going to be cloudy and going chance 50% chance of rain, we carry our umbrellas with us. We haven't seen the rain, haven't felt the rain, but because the weatherman says on channel 5, I don't know what channel you watch, but channel 5, he watched channel 4. He said the rain is coming, so he gets his umbrella and go to work. And guess what? No rain. And then we get upset with the weatherman. That man don't know what he's talking about. I can do his job. Yes, you can. Pastor Stinger gets up here and says that the Lord says that if you come to him, he will bless you. He will carry you over the busy and dangerous highways. I don't know about all that. He don't know. I'm having a whole bunch of problems in my family and in my home. I don't know. He don't sound right. But go back and the man would come. You watch and you sit right in front of the TV again. See what the weatherman says for Tuesday. 30% chance of rain. Get the umbrella. Go back to work. In the car, We're looking, oh yeah, it looks cloudy. It looks like it's gonna rain today. Oh, you can feel it, you know, every time. I can tell when it's gonna rain because my bones start aching. Arthritis tells me every time it's gonna rain. Midday, you're looking for rain. And some of us don't go to work because we think it's gonna rain. We call in slickly, I mean sick. We call. And so it doesn't rain on Tuesday. You really upset. You start using some language. Oh my God. And you get upset. You get upset. You say, I'm not gonna watch him no more. You turn to Channel 9. And they say the same thing. And then they come up with this great big excuse of why it did not rain. And we believe, Wednesday, we do the exact same thing. Why? Because we are creatures of habit. When was the last time you read God's word when it says, if you pray and pray earnestly, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, when was the last time you just kept praying, waiting on God to answer your prayer? And in the midst of answering your prayer, while you in between start and finish, here comes Satan just whispering in your ear, baby, God ain't thinking about that prayer. You need to go on and try your answering yourself. All you got to do is go to the 7-Eleven and get you a scratch ticket. I guarantee you're going to win. Oh, play. Yes, 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 yes. Give him a couple of more. You didn't win that number. Almost. It almost came. And you be, oh my God, almost, almost. Yes, almost. And so you go, and some of us, we go to West Virginia. Ain't but a hop, skip, and a jump. And we play the... Not this church, the one down the road a ways. In fact, it's in the paper. It's in the paper. It's in the paper. Who won the last... Watch. He says, he's talking to his own people. He says, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I wonder how many of us are not just satisfied with just giving God our life, but want to know the power of the Lord and his resurrection. The sufferings of Christ. Do you not know, my brothers and sisters, it's more than just putting your name on a church roll. It's more than just coming in, singing some songs, getting excited, getting a tingling, going down your back and going out and saying, oh, we had service. It's more to it than just dressing up in the finest of wear, going to Sunday looking pretty and giving some money in. If you haven't done it out of your heart, all of that is in vain. Do I have any witnesses in the house? When was the last time we experienced the power of God? Not in the church, but in our homes. In our homes. I tell you, this is the way I was raised. This is the way I was raised. When all of my sisters and brothers and all of the community kids, we all played together. We had games, makeup games, and we were playing kickball. And Daddy would come down the hill in old 49 green pickup Chevrolet truck. And when he would see all the kids out front, he would stop and somebody would look up. It wasn't even my biological brother or sister. They would say, here come Daddy. We'd all stop what we were doing.